Hello, this is Spencer DeVries, lead pastor of the Well Fort Payne. Thank you so much for tuning into our podcast today. It's our hope and our prayer that every time you listen to one of our services, that your life is changed by the power of the Word of God. So I encourage you today, listen with open ears and an open heart. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly and receive it with gladness.
I'd like to just introduce myself a little further. I know that most of you know me as Pastor Lauren. But one of the greatest things that I have is I had the opportunity to be the husband to my wife, Bonnie. She has been a true blessing to me. We're going on 39 years, and it's amazing to be able to be with her all throughout this world and to watch her grow and to watch, you know, us grow as a family, and to watch her be able to take missions trips to Slovenia and to, you know, just all over the place. But it's a great thing. You know, and it's a blessing to be one of your pastors. And like Pastor Crystal said, we're going to be starting starting point, but I'll also give you the heads up. She'll be doing the first Wednesday night by herself because I'll be traveling. So we're just going to reach out to you. One of the nicest things about living in this country, we have the freedom to worship. And that's because of the men and women that wear the cloth of our military. And if you ever run out of things to pray for, keep praying for them. You know, because they're all over the world. They're under the ocean. They're in the sky. They're in jungles, they're in places that we don't even know they're in. And they're serving and maintaining our freedom to be able to allow us to be able to do this on Sundays and Wednesdays and Tuesdays and Thursdays and Fridays, you know. The reason I'm saying this is because it's also a key of my message for us to believe in God. Because if we don't believe in God, we need to. We need to continue to grow. We need to continue to be able to understand God's word and the meaning that he has given it to us. I'd just like to start off with a short prayer before we start our message. Jesus, we know that you are the only path to salvation. We know that you love us and you want us to be more like you every day. Thank you, Jesus, for this gathering of friends and family. Thank you for all the ways that you've empowered us in the peaceful days that we have. We reach out to your people in Israel and pray that your mighty hand be on them. Open their eyes so that they may know that you are the King of Kings. We are grateful to you for the past. We honor you and are thankful for our present and full of faith for what you have for us in the future. We receive your abundant blessings and thank you for all of them. I love you and thank you for everyone that is here today. May my words be inspired by your word, and please open their ears to hear and prepare a place in their hearts to receive your word. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Amen. The message today is called, well, I got to figure out what it's called. No. I know what it's called. The message is called Continuing the Journey. One of the nice things that we have is we have so many examples here in the Bible. And not only am I doing the shred the New Testament, but I'm also doing my yearly Bible plan too. And this year I decided to do the Bible plan in chronological order. So it's interesting to see, you know, how that's coming out. But I encourage you, get a plan, stick with it, and do it. Because the more you feed on God's word, the more that you're ready to be able to do something like this, step up, and to be able to present the word. I was in Charleston, South Carolina at a conference, and I was introduced by one of the people there as a pastor, and sweet, sweet lady, and she introduced me to this other lady, and she goes, I couldn't do what you do. I said, what do you mean you couldn't do what I do? She goes, how do you talk to people about God? She says, how do you remember everything? I says, I'll be honest with you, I don't remember everything. I said, that's the reason why I keep the Bible with me. You know, and she says, well, I would just be afraid to be able to talk to people. And I said, well, let me make it really simple for you. I said, do you know John 3:16? I said, you know that sign they hold up at all the football games and all the baseball games? That verse. If you know that verse, you can witness to anybody in the world. Because that's important that for them to know that God loved the world, that he sent his son for you, for me, for us to be able to go to heaven and to restore the relationship that he wanted Adam and Eve to have with him in eternity. You know, and that's the neat thing is the restoration of our lives with God. And that's what he wants. He wants us to be able to have joy. He wants us to have peace. He wants us to have strength in whatever and wherever we go, no matter what we're doing. There was this little old lady that was sitting next to me on the plane, and she was praying and praying and praying. And I said, ma'am, I said, is there anything that you would like to help me with? I said, are you afraid of flying? She knows I'm afraid of crashing. And I said, well, if there's a time, God's timing is it. So I said, I agree with you. I don't like crashing either. My message today, like I said, is called the Continuing the Journey. The Apostle Paul, who wrote the book of Romans, had never been to the church of Rome when he wrote the book of Romans. It was written to the church in Rome. Jesus, I'm sorry. Thank you. You know, the Apostle Paul, when he wrote the book to the Romans, he wrote it with just the divine inspiration of Jesus and helping the Romans to know and to be able to receive the food that they needed, the spiritual food that they needed to be able to exist. Because the church was beginning persecution. Persecution like we will never understand. I hope that we don't ever understand, I should say. And it's important for us to be able to realize that. Paul wanted to present to you the good news in salvation is available to all. No matter what our heritage, no matter what our race, no matter how much we have sinned, and we can all know that we can freely be saved by grace. It's not by works, it's by grace that we're saved. Grace is unearned, undeserved favor from God, and now we receive grace. We receive grace through faith, as Pastor Spencer's been telling us. Additionally, the Oxford Dictionary defines faith as a strong belief in God based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. Through faith in Christ and his shed blood that washes away our sins, how do we learn this? Through the gospel of Christ. Paul tells us in Romans 1:16, for his gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And Jesus himself told us in Matthew 24:14, which if you're doing the Bible shred, you should have read that yesterday. This gospel of the kingdom be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. And that's one of the criteria for Jesus to come back, is that the word has to be preached to all nations and to all tribes. So that's something that we need to do in our day-to-day life. When we're walking around, we're being the example. We need to be able to take our lives as the word and show people God's love. Not this thing gets us in trouble. It's your actions, which is what is so important. Through Jesus, we stand justified, not guilty. Romans 5:1 tells us, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul goes on in Romans 6:22-23, but now having been set free from sin, having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end everlasting. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. So being justified, we have a unique ability to experience peace. The Hebrew word that is translated to peace is shalom. The first time shalom was used in the Bible was by Gideon, and it said Jehovah shalom. Peace is the key element in our walk with Jesus. Even in the midst of our own personal wars and battles, we are to have his peace. When we walk in His power, we walk in His grace, we will never grow weary. And Isaiah tells us in chapter 40, 31, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. To step away from Paul for a moment, Peter tells us in Peter 1, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God, of Jesus our Lord. I bring this verse into my walk, our continue walk, because he was already in Rome when he wrote that epistle. So now he was in Rome writing and talking for First Peter. When we quit learning, we start dying. Satan loves when we become complacent in our pursuit of knowledge. When we stop learning, we allow ourselves to be easily swayed and deceived. The Apostle John exhorts us in John 1:10, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not in this house, neither bid him Godspeed. Don't even say goodbye to him. Don't even say goodbye to him. Just act like they're not even there. We should not even tell them goodbye. Yes, we are supposed to love all people and wish them well. Nevertheless, we cannot be following the truth and at the same time hope that our enemies of false doctrine have success in their endeavors. We can't do that. Paul tells us in Romans 12:2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you approve what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Do not be conformed to this world. Do not be conformed to this world. Our outward appearance needs to be different. And that difference is through the shining of God's love through us. You know, that was when Moses came down from the mountain and he'd been in God's glory. He actually had to put a mask over his face because his face was so bright that the people couldn't look at him. Now, I'm not saying that we have to put a mask over our face when we're out in public, but I guess there's a lot of people that are still doing that. And just to let you know, it is against the law in the state of Alabama to wear a mask on your face, just to let you know that. But anyway, why?
Tell them why.
Tell them, because then you're probably a bank robber or somebody that's going to look nefarious, you know, do bad things. That's the reason why it's against the law, you know? God loves us and wants our minds to be powerful tools for his kingdom. After our minds have been transformed, we call to use the gifts that God has given us to serve one another. Jesus is the greatest example of servant leadership that we ever have. If we want to know how to be a leader, we need to study how he served. He never once asked to be in charge. He never once asked to be the head of a program. What he was bringing God's love in practical form, in purposeful form, into our lives and onto this world, and bringing light into a world of darkness. That's what Jesus was here for. The gifts that are mentioned here in Romans 12:6-8 are prophet, minister, teacher, exhorter, giver, ruler, and the last is sometimes forgotten to be mentioned, he who shows mercy. He who shows mercy. And not just shows mercy, but he shows mercy with cheerfulness. God loves joy. He loves it when we have a spirit of joy about us. He loves it when we have a spirit of joy that other people can see. Because there is so much misery out there whenever we focus on ourselves. But when we allow God to focus through us, that's when we bring joy. Now, we know that Jesus allowed us to be able to walk on a day-to-day basis and be able to understand his word, and that's why he gave us the word. The Holy Spirit and Jesus and God gave us his word so that we can flow in his blessings, flow in the gifts that he's given us, that we can know that we have the power, and the power comes from the word of God. You know, I don't care what leadership class you go to. I don't care what wonderful speaker you go to hear to. If they're not talking out of this book right here, They're giving you empty words. They're giving you empty stuff to be able to take your money. That's all that they're doing. Whenever you want to know about leadership, you want to know about love, you want to know about strength, you want to know about power, that's why we have the Bible. Now, we know that these are just a few of the gifts that are given to us, to his body. However, I like how he ends this in Romans 12:9. Let love be without hypocrisy. There are so many people that say they're Christians, but they spread hate. There's so many people that say they're Christians and go against God's word. And then they try to take God's word and twist it. You know, it said that even Satan knows every word of this book. You know, and that's why he used God's own words against Jesus in the desert as temptation. You know, Jesus is very, very smart. He is a replicator. He is not a creator, though. He does not and cannot create anything that's in this book. He can read it. He can study it. He can love it. But he can't use it. And I know that he doesn't love it because he read the last chapter too. And he knows where he's going. You know? Matthew 22:39, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. As we continue to draw closer to the coming again of our Lord and Savior, we should in all manner of purpose seek unity. It's one of Pastor's favorite messages, is unity. Unity is essential in the times that we are now living. Paul tells us in Romans 15:4, for whatever things are written before were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. See, Paul says it a whole lot more succinct than I was saying it. It is important that we learn from the past so that we can know that God has nothing but the best in store for us. No matter what trials we may have on the road of this trip, Paul exhorts us to be like-minded, not in what the news channel we watch. You know, I don't think there is any news channels left. When we were growing up, some of us, there was only 3 channels. They actually had news, and it was on for an hour, and then the rest of the time it was, you know, so all these talking heads have nothing but this to do. You know, and it's the same thing when we were blessed to be able, when we were living in Italy, we got to take some of our friends to Egypt, and we had Muslim tour guides. And we got to be friends with these Muslim men, and I asked them, can we take you to dinner? Well, if you don't know Muslim people, that's sort of kind of like a taboo for them to go out with us Gentiles. You know, and they said, yeah, we'd love to go to dinner with you. And they wanted to break bread with us. So we were sitting there in the hotel, and I asked them, I said, they asked me, why are you guys in Iraq? Because that's back during the war. And I said, well, why do you think that we're in Iraq? They said, well, you're there for the oil. And I said, well, where'd you get that from? I said, wait a second, I can tell you. Pointed up to the Al Jazeera network that was playing on TV at that minute, was talking about how the Americans were going in to take oil. And I said, would you like me to tell you how to know when those people are lying? I mean, you guys already know the rest of my story, when their lips are moving, you know. And the guys just busted out laughing, you know. And they'd never heard that joke before. So that was one of the nice things about being with them. You know, we are instructed in 1 Peter 5:8 to be sober, be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And our weapon is to resist him. How? The steadfast in faith, knowing the same sufferings are experienced by your brothers in the world. James tells us in James 4:7, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. How do we resist the devil? With the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we learn more about the Holy Spirit? How can we build our Christian muscles? One of the ways is by accepting Pastor Spencer's 26-day challenge, reading the Word. If not the plans, if you haven't started, if you don't have it, the plans are in the back. We're only 4 days into it, so it'd be easy to catch up. You'd only have to read 40 chapters. So that's the book of Matthew and part of Mark right now. Do not try to fight this battle alone. If you try to fight this battle that we're walking on this earth, you're setting yourself up to failure. You need to have God's word. You need to have fellowship. You need to be in the body. You need to be with the body, because that's how like-minded people grow. This season has come to fruition. Through God's grace and the love for us, he sent his son, the Holy Spirit, to strengthen and lead us. Teach us and strengthen us. Now may his grace be with us as we walk amongst our family, our friends, our co-worker. And Paul said, and I echo his thoughts, I am sure that you, my brothers and sisters, are full of his goodness, filled with his knowledge, filled with his love and his peace, and a light that shines his love and peace throughout our outreach and passion to flow into our community. I know that Pastor talks a whole lot longer than I do. And I know that Pastor Jeff Sweden speaks longer than this. But you know, one of the things that I like is whenever you have people that are sitting out there that have a smile on their face. You know, and that's one of the things that I like about the people that come into this, our home, the well, is that we have a spirit of unity with each other, that we continue to grow with each other, we continue to be there, we continue to pray for each other, and hopefully no one's afraid to be able to come up whenever Pastor has an altar call, because all we want to do is help you. We want to be able to help you to be able to have healed knees. We want to be able to help you to find those financial breakthroughs that you need, to be able to have the resources that you have to be able to combat the enemy. That's what we want. So I love you guys, and now I'm going to say our closing prayer. Father, I thank you for this opportunity you've given me to share your word. I ask that your truth receive all glory and honor. Protect everyone as they carry on with the rest of their day and on their safe travels home. May you protect those in Israel and help them to come to know you as their Lord and Savior. May they call upon you as their Savior. Now receive this blessing. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord help you to be able to read his word and to study his word. And the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace, peace, peace. Amen. Amen. Thank you for coming.